Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here. And you don't want to miss Hello Somebody with Senator Nina Turner on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I love Hello Somebody simply because I love Nina Turner. She's fearless.
I'm Nina Turner, hell-raising humanitarian, sister in the struggle, and recovering elected official. Listen to Hello Somebody every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. I say this every episode. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. People always talk about gifts and passion. If you have a gift, lead with your gift. And don't let your age, friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. I interview celebrities, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers on my show all the time. My guest is Dr. Tony Evans. He is the founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas. You know what they say? How about them Cowboys? Founder and president of the Urban Alternative and author of over 100 books, booklets, and Bible studies. He's one of the first African-American to earn a doctorate of theology from Dallas Theological Seminary, and he has become one of the 12 most effective preachers in the English-speaking world by Baylor University. Dr. Evans holds the honor of writing and publishing the first full Bible commentary and study by an African American. That's impressive. Pastor Tony Evans and his family, this is why he's on the show, shares moments from their tour of Israel in the upcoming documentary, Journey with Jesus, where they retrace the steps of our Savior. Dr. Tony Evans is on the show to discuss this new film, and it's in conjunction with Phantom Event release. This in limited theaters, November 15th through the 17th. It is filmed on site in Israel. It's a new documentary. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation for the very first time. I've had his family on the show, and we're going to talk about that. Dr. Tony Evans, how you doing, sir?
Hello, good to be with you.
Well, the beauty of having you on your show, because I always try to do a little research. First, I want to let everybody know, we're going to talk about Journey with Jesus. I call that a visual sermon, sir. That's what was my takeaway. It's the opening, and I'm not going to give away the details of the documentary, but I can share the emotion of the documentary Journey with Jesus. Is that, you know, like I said, you know, I'm born and raised in Houston, Texas, and when I first moved to New York, I knew about Broadway. I knew about, you know, the Statue of Liberty. When I saw it had an emotion to me. When I saw the Empire State Building, it had an emotion to me. When I moved to Los Angeles and I walked down and saw the Chinese Man Theater and saw the Hollywood Walk of Fame and then the Santa Monica beaches, it is so resonated in my life that it had an emotional pull to me. And I went, wow, I didn't realize how much it had an effect on me. And I only say that because being a man who preaches the word of God and then shares these blessings and comes in some words allows us to understand these blessings through your teachings, going to Israel has to have an amazing emotional pull to you, correct?
Well, absolutely. In fact, what we're trying to do is get people to join me in the experience that I and my family had when we were there. I mean, you're watching the Bible come off the page of Scripture and become a living experience in your life. It's one thing to know about the Lord. It's another thing to experience the Lord. And this documentary was designed to bring people into a visual experience of the Lord, where he did what he did, where he lived, where he demonstrated his glory, where he did his miracles, where he taught his lessons, so that you are entering into the moment and it becomes a dynamic reality rather than a theoretical informational session.
Well, you know, it's like one of my favorite shows on TV is Aerial America. You know, that show that shows the world from a visual, from that 10,000 square feet high in the air. You look down, you get a perspective of the power of the world that we don't appreciate sometimes. And when I from the very opening, I went, wow, I felt a strong presence to this series. What was the story you were trying to tell visually, Dr. Tony Evans, with Journey with Jesus? Because there are two stories. There's an oral story, but the visual story, I think, played an important role too. Tell us about that.
Well, what we tried to do was combine the sights with the sound. You know, when you're looking at TV, you don't just want to hear the sound, you want a picture, but you don't want a picture without the sound.
Yes.
So we wanted sight and sound.
Yes.
So what we tried to do was show where Jesus was, what happened there, give you the truth of Scripture while we gave you the visual context of where that particular passage or that particular truth took place.
Right.
So you're seeing what you're hearing and not just hearing what you're hearing. And so we did that with each of the sites. Many people have never been to Israel, and you can't go right now very easily. And so this way they can go on a Jesus journey and join us as we went on a Jesus journey. We took about 700 people with us who went on the journey with us. But our thought was, well, why limit this to 700? Why don't we film it so people who can't go, haven't gone, or need to go again can join the Evans clan in this journey? And so it was an exciting thing to be able to give people what we were seeing and let them see it at the same time we were seeing it.
Well, you know, let's talk about that whole journey, because it's an emotional. It was funny when I watched it. You always looked like you were stepping down into something. You was always stepping down. You know, is that the way just the natural architect of how everything is laid out? Because you was always going down, stepping down into some hollow chamber, into some room or some space. So talk about that whole architecture, Dr. Tony Evans.
Well, of course, you have a lot of rolling areas in the Holy Land. And then, of course, in many places, they built monuments to what happened or what is believed to have happened on that particular site. And in giving a space for people to gather, they created steps for you to enter into that area, because over time, things have been built up. So this allows you to flow with the topography of the land,
right,
while at the very same time being in a place where you can gather large groups of people to hear the teaching that's taking place relative to the site and location in which you are focusing on.
How many times have you been there? Because I was listening, heard Priscilla said one other time you went, and when you first there, you came back and just told the family your experience and all that stuff. How many times have you been to Israel, Dr. Tony Evans?
I've been there about 5 times. We we lead a group on a semi-regular basis through our national ministry, the Urban Alternative, and people who want to go with us and hear the teachings and see the sites. And but each time is a fresh experience.
Right.
And each time there is new inspiration that comes because you in the spot.
Right.
You in the spot and you feel the spot you're in.
Well, you know, I think about it, I remember when I was in New York, I was going up to be a stand-up comedian, and I came out of the subway of 42nd, and I came out of that subway knowing this is what I wanted to be, knowing this is the place I wanted. I just felt power. I felt this rush of emotion that, wow, I'm actually here and I'm fulfilling my dreams. And so going to Israel for the very first time for you had to be fulfilling a dream as well, Dr. Tony Evans. Talk to us about that very first time, because each time your eyes see more, you know, because things slow down. But that first time, it's all emotion. And then when you get back, you start recollecting and say, I wish I would have done this. Talk about that first time, your visit to Israel.
Well, the first time is exciting anticipation.
Yes,
because
sir,
you know where you're going, but you don't know all that you're going to see, and you don't know how it will affect you. But you know, because you've never been, that it is something to look forward to. Yes. So there's great anticipation that first time. So you kind of get hit with a wow, bang, you know, you get, you know, everything becomes an aha moment right. when you're in the first experience. But it's like studying the Bible. When you go back to the passage that you preached before, new things emerge that you didn't see the first time you studied it or preached from it.
Right.
So the first time I visited Israel, bam. But now every time afterwards, I'm trying to go deeper, see more, experience right. more, so right. that I can build on top of that first time layers of excitement about who Jesus is, what he did, and what he still can do.
Right. You know, the interesting thought about it, because, you know, when you talk about God, you talk about Jesus, you talk about anything that's historical or biblical, television and movies have their own versions of it. And so their own versions can be big or overwhelming. And so, like, I remember when I went to France and I went to London and I said, that's not that big. Well, they had, how many people did it get in this little small area? Did any of the dimensions or the size where events were held become understated when you actually was there live and you went, wow, this is not what I expected, but you still were inspired by it?
Well, yeah, the land of Israel is very compact. People are living very close together.
Yes.
You think you're going to be driving a long way and you're going across the street and you're in a whole nother, site, you know? So that is a lot of it. Some places are further than others, but a lot of it is compact. So that caught my attention. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at the sites, for example, when we went to Peter's house, because the architecture and the archaeological digs came to Peter's home, and they were able to identify it.
Right.
And so when you went there and you saw what a house structure would look like back then, and you didn't have a picture of that before. It just says, the Bible just tells you Peter's house. It doesn't describe Peter's house. So now you get to see it, and all of a sudden it shows you how different our lives are today from what they were experiencing back 2,000 years ago. So, yes, you get a lot of surprises, but because of the inspiration tied to the surprise, you are invigorated afresh each time.
Yeah, you know, interesting thing. I come from Houston, Texas. Like I said earlier, born in the inner city. You know, Fifth Ward. You know, and so six sisters, two brothers. Father was a truck driver. A third grade education, mom graduated from high school. So, but they were very important in my life because they made sure we stayed focused and also enabled us to live the life that they felt that we could if we all did the right things. And in this visual sermon, I like to call it Journey with Jesus, because it's so beautiful and you get to hear Dr. Tony Evans preach, you get to hear from his family, his amazing children, you see his wife, you know, that is Two Daddy. And that's the nickname for your father in Baltimore. And it talks about how early on things can be shaped. And that shape can lead to different paths. I always say we live a fork in the road. Everybody lives in a fork. I always say that to myself, that we all live in a fork in the road, left to right, because you can never just stay down the middle. You have to make a decision. And your father made the decision for you. Talk about how that impacted you, because it's discussed in Journey with Jesus, and I'm sure it's relatable to a lot of people who would see it for the very first time.
Well, yeah, my father came to faith when he was about 30 years old. And that forever changed the trajectory of our home.
Yes, sir.
He brought Jesus Christ into every element of our family. Our family was turned inside out. He transferred that faith to his children, to my mother first, and then to his children.
Right.
We adopted that faith as our own. That gave us a foundation as a family that was fraying before then, that was now being solidified and becoming solid. And so now his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and now his great-great-grandchildren have seen that faith transferred to them. And it shows how one man who makes the right commitment has a legacy that can last hundreds of years. And so we hope to just keep that legacy rolling and going. And that's what we need, particularly from men today in our culture, because too many families don't have a legacy to build on.
Right.
And that is because of the absenteeism of too many fathers. So I had the privilege of having a father grounded in faith and who was not ashamed to transfer.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversation with the founder and pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, Dr. Tony Evans.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Rashawn McDonald. Welcome back to Money Making Conversations. As I continue my conversation with founder and pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, Dr. Tony Evans. Let's talk about that legacy, you know, because two of your children... You know, I've had the privilege of interviewing your son, Anthony Evans Jr., tremendous singer, performed on The Voice, and Priscilla Shire. You know, she was, I interviewed her when she was doing the movie The Overcomer. Now, you know, very good actress, great motivational speaker. And it was funny because, hey, Lupe! See, look at her! I love it. And so the beauty of that, because that was an emotional moment because I saw the movie and her role in it. And I realized you guys move forward as a family, but I wanted to bring that up because relationships make people do things in a very significant manner. My having a relationship, whether it's interviewed or Anthony, we relate through food. And Loopy's restaurant was our bond. And we laugh about it. I brought it to you off air. You go, yes, Lupe, that's our place. That is what life is about, bonding people together. That's what the ministry is about, bonding people together and making things relatable. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. One of the goals of doing the film was not only to connect us closer with the Lord, but to connect God's people closer with each other.
Yes, sir.
And family is the first place of connectivity. And so if families can have a shared faith, they can have a shared anchor. And when that anchor is lost and the fraying starts, then the repercussions of a negative legacy begins to take place rather than a positive legacy. So if this film can be used to bring people, strengthen their faith, but strengthen their connectivity around their faith, then becomes a double win all the way around.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, but for people who see this on podcast and also play it out on YouTube and visual, you know, Priscilla came into the picture. You know, she do the same thing in the documentary. She walks on stage. You know, she has no business being on stage, so she used to just popping in and interfering with the flow of everything. So, but that makes
that's how she rolls, man.
That's how she rolls, right, Dr. Tony Evans? That's how she rolls, right?
Right.
Well, now, she's featured a lot from a standpoint, almost like a co-host in some ways, Priscilla is in this process. Why was that important to have her voice? Because it allowed her to pull certain emotions, pull certain answers out of it, especially the with certain areas that you guys were speaking. Talk about her role in this particular documentary, Journey with Jesus, which was filmed in Israel.
Well, her role was to walk with me because we did want to have that family connectivity. We wanted this not to be me, but we wanted to show relationally. I mean, my late wife was there, you know, Anthony did the music. So there was a bonding that took place. And so we wanted to show pieces of that as part of the documentary so that people would see our faith is personal, but it should be shared on a familial level. And so since she likes to talk,
No. She don't like to talk. She got it from Doc. I got it from you, Doc. Come on now. I got it from you.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. What can we say?
What can I say? It's a beautiful thing. Now, this whole process, and I just want to be, I wanted to have fun with this interview. I wanted to be, it's going to be an honest interview because that's how you roll. But more importantly, you get to see the Bible come to life. Am I saying that accurately about this journey?
The Bible is not just a word about God. It is the voice of God in print. But whenever the verbal can become visual,
yes, sir.
Whenever you can see what you're learning, it then establishes itself in your mind and heart at a deeper level. So we wanted to help the Bible to become alive in the experience of the reader by giving them a visual to go alongside with the verbal.
I'm going to ask you a question. Maybe it's a thing about finding yourself. You know, like I always tell people all my life, Dr. Tony Evans, people always said I was special, I was unique, and I really didn't understand what they was talking about. And I always tell people, it wasn't until my 40s that I accepted the responsibilities of being who I was, Rashawn McDonald, that things that were happening to me wasn't luck. It was tied to hard work. It was tied to, you know, understanding the value of my responsibilities. I found out who I was and I started to live my life. Can you answer this question? Or this is a question that can be answered. When do you think Jesus realized he was Jesus?
Well, you have the dynamic of what we call in theology, the hypostatic union, which is two natures in one person unmixed forever. Uh-huh. So Jesus went through the natural growth. The Bible says he grew in stature and grew in learning. So there was the human growth of his humanity like any child would have.
Right.
But it was married to deity. Mm-hmm. So you have two things always happening at the same time in the life of Jesus. Natural humanity perfectly developing while deity is forever formed. So both are happening at the same time,
right,
because his natures never got mixed.
Okay.
They stayed distinct, but within the same person.
Wow.
And so you're going deep on me now. You're going deep.
Well, all I'm saying is that when you go on a journey with Jesus, you watch this documentary, they're going to be in the theaters November 15th through 17th. There's going to be a whole lot of people walking out that theater thinking deep, sir. Because
I hope so.
I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, the popularity of my show is that I just do real natural interviews. I have no agenda. I'm learning. I ask questions. I think that everybody wants to ask questions when they sit down and talk to you. Just like I said, when did Jesus realize he was Jesus? Because it's through life, you know, we always try to come to a point where we have to accept the responsibilities for who and what we are. And when you talk about the Bible, you're talking about good news. And then we talk about gospel. And then we talk about good news. So what is good news and what is gospel?
Well, the good news, the word gospel, the Greek word is euangelion, which means good news. And the gospel is good news against the backdrop of bad news. The bad news, see, to appreciate the good news, you got to understand the bad news.
Right.
The bad news is that sinful men are separated from a holy God. And all mankind, we're sinful at various expressions of it, but we all have fallen short of God's standard of perfection. That's the bad news. It's really bad news because God can't accept imperfection in his presence.
Right.
So that makes the good news awesome news because God has come up with a way to grant us a credit report of perfection. What happens when a person comes to Christ, they get to piggyback on Jesus's credit report. And since Jesus's credit report is perfect credit, when you accept Jesus, you get a perfect credit score, even though you and I are imperfect,
yes,
because God allows the righteousness of Christ to be transferred to us. And that makes good news, awesome news for all who are willing to respond to it.
Well, you know, the beauty of a family, and I'm bringing this up because, you know, Atlanta, I have a business and I have one daughter. She goes to the University of Houston, and she was interning this summer. And I was, every day she walked in and went home, I was happy. I was proud because she was, you know, we want to create legacies. You want your children to live the life and respect the things that you're doing. To have your children work on this project, just slow it down and just talk about how that reacted to you now that your wife and their mother is gone. And how it was important that they were a part of. We talked about Priscilla being a co-host and Anthony, he's doing the music, but the fact that they were there were important on this journey. Talk about that.
Well, you know, family is a big deal. It's a big deal in the Bible, it's a big deal in history, and it's a big deal for culture. And you know, whoever owns the family owns the future. The saga, yes, of a nation is the saga of its families written large. Mm-hmm. You break down the family, you've destroyed the society. So the fact that we could do this as a family allowed us to underscore visually how critical family is to the legacy of faith. We didn't just want to preach it and say it. We wanted people to see it. So it was very critical.
Well, you know, Jesus walked on water. You were preaching on water.
I did.
You were preaching on water out there. Come on now. and just being creative, the whole process of being able to pull that together, you know, you guys have producers, you have people out there that just to make sure everybody got that experience. Because like you said, it was 700, 800 people who came on this journey with you guys. And you got to do sermons in certain very historical locations and things like that. Talk about that experience. And we're talking with Dr. Tony Evans, Journey with Jesus, his documentary, November 15th through the 17th. It'll be in selected theaters. But more importantly, as I ask these questions with him, I'm moved by the fact that the movie moved me. It allowed me to see things I had never seen in my life, Dr. Tony Evans. It allowed me to slow down and appreciate my life, Dr. Tony Evans. And more importantly, you shared some good news with me.
Well, the good news, the good news of Jesus Christ is hope.
Yes, sir.
Hope in time and hope for eternity. That's twice hope, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you understand the hope that comes in Christ in spite of the realities of circumstances, and when you're able to experience that yourself and then bring your loved ones into that, then it creates a whole new perspective of how you move in the future. And so much confusion today, so many pandemics today, so much conflict today, people need to see some hope. And so it is our hope that the journey with Jesus will give people a sense that all is not lost in spite of how bad things look.
Yes.
Because what comes with Jesus is a whole bunch, basket full of hope.
Well, you know, first of all, I want to let everybody, this is not a touristy movie. This is a journey. And that's different terminology. And
yeah.
But one thing that I always know that, I mean, when I went to South Africa, because you always have these images of black people eating, black people skinny, black people flies, just the darkness that sits over Africa. And so when you see on TV and you look at Israel, all you think about is bombings and danger. And talk about that experience, because I felt a sense of calm in your journey. I didn't sense any fear or any uncertainty, but that's what we get on TV.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's what makes news, you know, all the negative stuff. And there's reality to a lot of the negative stuff. But that's the beauty, that when we journeyed with Jesus, we journeyed in peace.
Yes.
Even in a country where there is conflict,
yes,
and war and people coming at each other, we were in a place of peace. So guess what Jesus says? He says, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. In me, you will have peace, because I've overcome the world. That's what the journey of Jesus gives you, a whole bunch of peace.
His new documentary explores the ministry of Christ. It's called Journey with Jesus, shot on location in Israel, a special Phantom event. It's released in theaters November 15th through the 17th. Dr. Tony Evans, as always, I enjoyed my conversation with your son, Anthony. And Priscilla, you know, I love her. And maybe one day we all going to meet up at Lupe's Tortilla and share some great tacos and all that good stuff, because I love the family, man.
Well, I appreciate that, and I just want to encourage folks. All they got to do is go on journeywithjesusmovie.com and put in your zip code. It'll tell you where the movie is playing in your area on November 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Well, tell the team to give me some flyers, and I put it on my social media. And okay. Priscilla know I do it. I did it for the Overcomer. I did it for your son. I will help you promote this. I got almost 1 million followers in social media. I will definitely help you get the word out, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Appreciate you. Thank you for your time. If you want to hear or see this interview on Money Making Conversation, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
I'm Tanya Sam, host of the Money Moves podcast, powered by Greenwood. This daily podcast will help give you the keys to the kingdom of financial stability, wealth, and abundance. With celebrity guests like Rick Ross, Amanda Seales, Angela Yee, Roland Martin, J.B. Smooth, and Terrell Owens, tune in to learn how to turn liabilities into assets and make your money move. I've been getting the money. Subscribe to the Money Moves podcast, powered by Greenwood, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you leave a review.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.